This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We ask for His help. We seek Allah's forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is nobody that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are the newly invented practices, and all of them are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire. There is an important message in the Quran that many of us, we don't give it our full attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us in Surah Al-An'am, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord is quick to punish, and your Lord is most forgiving and merciful. Many of us, we reach a stage where we rely upon the mercy of Allah, and we only remember the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we say, Allah Kareem, Allah is generous, Allah will forgive. And that is true. But also Allah Azza wa Jalla told us that He is swift in punishment. شديد العقاب, سريع العقاب. His punishment comes quickly. And there are some things which many people think that they are something very, very small, but in the sight of Allah, they are something very big. Many people think they are something very small, but in the sight of Allah, they are something very, very big. The noble companion, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَّهُ مَرَّ بِقَبَرَيْنِ يُعَذِّبَانِ. He passed by two graves, and the people in the graves, they were being punished. Allah Azza wa Jal was punishing these two people in their graves. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذِّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. These two people are being punished, but they are not being punished for something that the people think it's big. What does it mean, وَمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ? They're not being punished for something that people think it's very small. The people think it's not important, but in the sight of Allah, وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, it is very serious in the sight of Allah. The people, they think it's nothing. The people, they think, oh, it's only small. Allah will not punish me, Allah Kareem. إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذِّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٌ. They're not being punished for something that people think is big. أما أحدهما فكان لا يستتر من البول. As for one of them, When he went to the toilet, he didn't keep himself clean. He didn't shield himself from the impurities. And wallahi, I got to the stage where I have no choice except to say this to you on the minbar. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That we go and we see the state of the bathroom in the masjid, wallahi, I fear for the people, wallah. إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذِّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. One of them, when he went to the toilet, he didn't keep himself clean. We go and we see the state of the bathroom, we think the person who used it was a two-year-old child. And we see a grown man come out of the bathroom, his age is 30 or 35 years old. And the bathroom is disgusting, it's covered in najasat. He is covered in najasat. Wallah, which prayer is he gonna pray? Which prayer will he pray? He's gonna come and say, Allahu Akbar, his clothing is covered. His body is covered. The bathroom, he left it in a place, wallah, a three-year-old child will not leave it like that. Wallah, this is a reason to be punished in the grave by Allah Azza wa Jal. What situation has a person reached when they are an adult and they can't keep themselves clean in the bathroom? Because the people don't think it's important. He doesn't think it's a big deal. He doesn't think it's something in the sight of Allah that matters. Wallah, maybe this salah is not accepted by Allah. And maybe this person will be from the people who are punished in the grave. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because they didn't keep themselves clean when they went to the toilet. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. And as for the other one, that person used to go and spread gossip. How many people, they don't think it's a big deal. They see their friend outside, oh, do you know what this guy did? Do you know what I heard about this family? Do you know what I heard about them? This person said this about you. Or this person was there, he said this and she said that. Until the people start to hate each other. And the friendships break up. And families break up. And brotherhood breaks up. Because the person just gossiping. Talking about things that don't benefit in the sight of Allah. Maybe the person who does this will be punished in their grave. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامِ. The people don't think it's a big deal. They don't think it's important. They don't think it's gonna be a big thing in the sight of Allah. But it's a very, very big thing in the sight of Allah. So every one of us, we need to understand Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. But Allah Azza wa Jal is Sari' Iqab. Allah takes people to account. And there are some things which the people, they don't think it's a big deal, but it's a very big deal in the sight of Allah. I'm going to tell you one more thing. From the things that people don't think is a big deal, and it's a big deal in the sight of Allah. This hadith, the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that he said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ. A person says a word they didn't even think anything about it. The word came out of their mouth, they never thought anything about it. They didn't think it was something big. This word, one of the people spoke about something good and Allah raised them up in Jannah. Many darajat, many levels. Because of one word that person said, they didn't think about it. They don't even remember it. If you say to him, do you remember the word you said on that day? He says, I don't remember, I said it. And Allah raised him up levels. But this other person, he spoke a single word, just one thing he said, and he didn't think anything of it. لا يلقي لها بالا. He didn't think anything of it. And it took him into the depths of Jahannam. What are the depths of Jahannam? In some of the narrations it is mentioned the depths of Jahannam is 70 years in depth. 70 years deep for one word that the person said he didn't think anything about it. He doesn't even remember. He doesn't even say, Allahumma ghfirli, astaghfirullah. Doesn't remember it at all. It just came out from his mouth and it takes him into the depths of Jahannam. So we have to be very, very careful about the small things that the people don't really think about and they don't give a proper attention to. They think it's something small, but it's something big in the sight of Allah. Nobody wants to be from the people who are punished in their grave. Nobody wants to be from the people who fall into the depths of Jahannam because of something so small. They didn't kill somebody. They didn't commit zina. They didn't drink alcohol. They didn't steal the wealth of the people. One of them didn't clean himself when he went to the bathroom properly. One of them used to spread tales and gossip. One of them just said a word that made Allah angry. And it made him go into the depths of Jahannam. أقول ما تسمعوا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In this khutbah today we've been talking about some of the sins which the people do and they don't think anything about it. But it's very serious in the sight of Allah. They are small things. They're not difficult to do. It's not difficult for you to do it right. But because you don't think something of it, maybe it becomes one of those things that catches you when you're not aware. My brothers in Islam, from the solutions to this problem is for us to learn our religion properly and to take our religion seriously. To learn our religion properly. To learn what it is that makes Allah happy. To learn what it is that makes Allah angry. To learn what Allah wants us to do and what Allah wants us to keep away from. And from the solutions is to take our religion seriously. From the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal is that everything you need in this religion, you have it there for you. Everything you need is there in front of you. One of the Jews of Medina, he came to a man from the people of the Muslims and he made fun of him. He said, your prophet taught you everything. He even taught you how to use the toilet. He said, ajal, he did. He was proud that Islam has everything you need. Islam teaches you everything. But if you don't learn your religion, and if you don't take your religion seriously, then these small things are going to build up. Do you know what the example the Prophet ﷺ gave of the small things, like the sticks of fire? The people, they gather together for food. They go out to the desert or to the countryside and they gather for food. And when they come with the food, they don't have any firewood. So one of them goes and brings a small stick. And one of them goes and brings a small stick. And the next one goes and brings a small stick. And the next one goes and brings a small stick. Until they have a burning fire. This is the example of the small things you don't think about. You think they're very small. And you keep on bringing them and bringing them until they burn you. So we have to take it seriously and we have to learn about it. And we have to remember that it's not just the sins that are like this. There's also the opportunity of good deeds. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ. Don't look down at any good deed. Don't think any good deed is too small. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, he commented on this hadith. He said, from this hadith we see both. Don't think any good deed is too small because you don't know which good deed will take you to Jannah. And don't think that any sin is too small because you don't know which sin is going to be the one that tips you into Jahannam. Maybe with a very small good deed, Allah will forgive you for everything that you did. Like that person in the hadith, he spoke one word about which Allah made Allah pleased with it. Allah was pleased with it. One small word, Allah raised him in Jannah many levels. You have a big opportunity just by looking at the small things that Allah is pleased with. Even if you meet your brother with a smiling face, do you not think that Allah might forgive somebody just for smiling at his brother? Allah might forgive you for everything you did. But you have to look for these opportunities for the small good deeds, and you have to take it seriously about the small sins that people don't think they are big, but they are great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم اهتنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهتدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة